Hi, Lee.
Good afternoon, sir. Appreciate all your help. I've had sinus problems forever. I seem to be allergic to a lot of different things, but at times, particularly if I'm at this time of the year, I end up with so much drainage down from one sinus that I end up with a congestion in my, right in my bronchi. Is there something I can do to clean those doggone sinuses?
Well, about the best thing is to try to find out what is causing this, and that way it won't happen as much and drain as much. But insofar as cleaning it after it happens, unfortunately, people tell me it just comes right on back as soon as they clean it out. So, no, I haven't found one that is long-lasting, no. So, you said you have allergies. In addition to inhalant allergies, which certainly can trigger this, do you know if you have any food allergies, sir?
I don't seem to.
Okay, well, you know, our bodies don't discriminate. I have not run into anyone who has environmental allergies and doesn't have some food allergies they didn't know they had. I am not kidding. And
I'm not completely gluten-free, but I try to keep gluten down, and I try to keep sugar down.
Okay, but it can be many, many other things. One of the least favorite ones is dairy. I worked with a fellow who was head of a landscape crew, and in going out landscaping, of course, he's exposed to all these tree pollens and environmental allergies. And it was very, very much the worst in the springtime. He said he was just clogged up all the time, could hardly go to work. Well, I recommended he run the allergy panel that Meridian Valley Lab does. And his big bad allergy was everything milk and dairy. And I didn't see him for a couple of years after that. He was in to inquire about something else. He says, oh, yeah, as long as I stay away from that milk and dairy, I don't get near the reaction to the tree and pollen and all that as they used to. Thing is, sir, our immune systems, I'm sorry, they don't discriminate. If they're going to be allergic to something from the outside of the body, they can be allergic to foods as well as to inhalants. And if the immune system has to send a lot of its troops to fight against the food allergies, it hasn't got the oof to also fight at the same time the inhalant allergies. So I'd highly recommend, and by the way, that gentleman was just one circumstance where that happened. I've seen it happen with many others where, oh, there's one guy, for example, who could only breathe through one side of his nose at a time, and that happened from when he was a child to when he was 31, and what do you know, he found out he was allergic to foods, gave up those foods, and what do you know, now he could breathe out of both sides of his nose. I'm not kidding, sir.
Okay. At one point, a number of months ago, I was listening to you, and I caught the tail end of something where you were talking about potassium iodide, I thought, to take care of the infection in the sinuses. Am I misremembering?
You're remembering correctly, sir. Potassium iodide kills many respiratory infections. However, it has to be used short-term for no longer than 2-3 days because the dose required is moderately high. It's the stuff called, what is his name? Oh, yes, Bernard's solution, after Dr. Bernard, who practically invented the science of iodine. And a person has to use, if a person's a guy and an average guy size.
I'm over 80.
No, okay, there you go. But still has to use about 15 drops in water 3 or 4 times a day, and you don't want to do that for more than 3-4 days because there's a small possibility it could suppress your thyroid gland, and who needs that? So, but that is long enough to clear up many infections, sir.
15 drops of Bernard solution in a glass of water.
Or, yeah, glass of water. I wouldn't want to swallow it straight. Tastes terrible.
Yeah. Twice a day, then, you say?
No, has to be 3 or 4 times a day if you really want to go after an infection, sir.
Three or four times a day. Okay, for about no more than 3 days.
No more than that. Don't want to suppress that thyroid.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling. And do an allergy test, sir. I think it'll help. Totally up to you, but you might think about it.